Hey, it's Justin with another acronym, and this one's really near and dear to my heart. The Holy Spirit has really placed this on me and been revealing it to me over the past, I'd say, 10 months or so. As we've been out on the road, we're really out on the road seeking what it is that the Lord has for us. And basically, we're stepping out in faith for what is next, what we're feeling as a calling. So I pray that this does justice. It's really awesome. My biggest thing is to just pray the Holy Spirit will help me to articulate it, to share it, so that it can speak to your spirit, so that it can bless you. So you may want to take some notes. And really what we're talking about is we're talking about DNA. And Holy Spirit's just kind of giving me a revelation of our DNA in the physical. But now as believers, once we've been baptized with the Holy Spirit, our DNA actually changes from the physical and the natural to a new level of spiritual and the supernatural. And I think it's really cool side by side. I did some research into DNA, and basically it's our genetic identity. And again, that's in the physical or the natural. And it basically, in some of the study, has said that it's very likely that two humans can look very similar, possibly even identical, as we've seen in identical twins, so on and so forth. But they will never be genetically identical. The identity genetically, the odds basically of being exactly the same are as close to zero as you can get, is what the study's saying. Now, the only thing that pops into my mind about that would be this topic of cloning that had come up. You know, that's really the only possibility that I see based on this research, to have two humans that are exactly genetically identical in the physical. But that's not so much the point of where we're going. Really, what this is saying to me is that we are all, this is so beautiful, God has created us so individually and purposefully made, and that our genetics, our identity is really one and only, each and every one of us. How awesome. So we're very specific creations by God. And so what Holy Spirit was showing me is that the DNA, once we are baptized with the Holy Spirit, we now take on a spiritual and a supernatural DNA. And what we're going to call this DNA, which is our acronym, is the divine nature anointing. Again, that's the divine nature anointing. And I'm going to give some definition behind divine nature first. Divine nature is a being having divine attributes, ranking below God but above humans. Minor divinities, the study or science of divine things, theology. Godlike character, supreme excellence. Okay, and then anointing, the definition is the burden removing and yoke breaking power of God. Anointing is what empowers a man or a woman to function supernaturally. Anointing is that which enables you to do supernatural things. This is a must for those who have a passion for the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. So really what I'm having to try to convey here is that the Holy Spirit's basically giving me two quadrants, saying that when you're born here, before you're born again, you are here in the natural and the physical, and you have your genetic identity in this world, okay? And you've got your genetic code. That's your DNA. Well, once you're born again and you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, you now gain a new DNA, and that's your divine nature anointing. And so you've got that divine nature of the Holy Spirit in you that reigns in you. And you've got that anointing of the Holy Spirit. I really want to use a couple of scripture references in this. I'm going to start with John 14, verses 16 to 17. And it says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. So again, we're talking about this divine nature anointing. This is the Holy Spirit in you. What I love about this is there's so much scripture regarding the Holy Spirit. And, you know, we talk about miraculous healings, you know, laying on of hands, you know, speaking in tongues, basically praying in tongues, speaking to God in that mysterious identity that only God and you can understand, a special code, so to speak. So that divine nature anointing, that spiritual, supernatural code by being that you receive by being baptized in the Holy Spirit. I also love Ephesians 1:13 that says, "In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise." So I just want to wrap this one up, this acronym. DNA, if you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, I believe that now your DNA has gone to a whole new level. You don't just have the natural genetic identity that is in the physical, but now you have a supernatural, spiritual DNA. That's your divine nature anointing. How awesome, how special. And I want to even task this further. In your divine nature anointing, we're born in the physical and we exist in the physical, but now that we've got our divine nature anointing, why don't we reverse this? Holy Spirit was showing me that, why don't you focus then in letting the Holy Spirit lead you, feed you, breed you? You know, why don't you let the Holy Spirit lead in your life? So why don't you actually reverse this? Instead of being a human or a physical being first and a spiritual being second, flip that over. Focus on letting the Holy Spirit lead in your life and actually being a spiritual, supernatural being first and a physical being secondarily. Wow, what a faith and what an embracing of your faith in Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but also embracing of the gift of the Holy Spirit and that divine nature anointing. So I task you, brothers and sisters, in listening to this, to really try to focus and pray, you know, Father, thank you that I am a spiritual being first and a physical being second. You know, once you've adopted that, because we all know that this world, this physical and natural status is going to expire. But yet the spiritual being that we are is going to exist into eternity. So let's adopt that now. Why? We should be walking and living in this day and age right now. We don't need to go to the afterlife to gain this, to walk in this. So I really encourage you to embrace this. And I love some things, some impressions that I'm really just going to want to share with you here that the Holy Spirit's put on me. Some acronyms or actually I get a symbol, almost like the S of Superman, but it's three S's. And it's being supernaturally, spiritually sensitive. I want to pray, Holy Spirit, please, I know that now you've reigned supreme in me now that I've been baptized in you and invited you to be the lead in my life. Lead me, feed me, breed me, guide me, and ride me. There's times that I need the Holy Spirit to ride me, to get in action, to take specific action without delay. But really also, you know, Holy Spirit making me supernaturally, spiritually sensitive. I want to be able to lead in the spiritual. And in that, my prayer is to stay supernaturally, spiritually sensitive. And then lastly, I'd also like to say that it's important to pray in the Spirit. You know, I think that that is a beautiful blessing and attribute that we've been given. And now take that on as a portion, a responsibility, but also a really great gift in your covenants as one with the Father, the Spirit, and the Son. You know, take that on and adopt that speaking in the Spirit. And I know that you'll be blessed. So I pray that this has been another acronym that's blessed you. I would ask you to meditate on it and pray on it, and hopefully it'll speak to you. You may want to play it a couple of times because there's a lot of info here. But message me at justwhen.org with any questions or feedback. I'd love to hear it. And again, if you feel that this podcast is, blessing you and you like the content and really what I'm sharing, please partner with us. You can partner right through justone.org. Okay? We love you. And of course, God loves you. Now your part. Share this with anyone else that you think that it can speak to, as you bless God and the kingdom, most importantly, okay? Love y'all. Be blessed. And hey, let's look for another acronym tomorrow.